This is the Simply Charlotte Mason audio blog with Sonia Schaefer. Today's topic, Happy Results, Michelle F.'s Shakespeare Story. Charlotte Mason was sure that even young students could enjoy Shakespeare. She reported, "Their power to understand, visualize, and tell a play of Shakespeare from 9 years old and onwards is very surprising." Volume 6, page 182. Michelle F. recently witnessed the same thing when she introduced Shakespeare to her 9-year-old. Here is her happy results story. "I recently have been able to introduce Shakespeare into our schedule. I chose Lamb's A Midsummer Night's Dream to read first. It has been so wonderful to see my 9-year-old daughter become so interested in the story. I love to read just enough and leave her hanging. She excitedly asked for just one more page. When I replied that we would have to wait until next time, her response was priceless. She threatened that she would get it out and read ahead on her own. I've worried about her reading skills for years, and the joy of knowing she has such a love for good literature warms my heart." Reading the play in story form is a great way to begin a Shakespeare study. As Michelle mentioned, the narratives from Charles and Mary Lamb, Tales from Shakespeare, and also E. Nesbitt's Beautiful Stories from Shakespeare for Children, are fabulous resources for this step. That's why we include them in our Shakespeare in 3 Steps series. Don't be afraid of the bard. Try introducing Shakespeare to your children, too. Do you have a happy results story about seeing Charlotte Mason's methods work with your children? It might be about living books, narration, music study, picture study, poetry, handicrafts, nature study, any of her simple and effective methods. Let us know about your encouraging experience, your happy results story, so we can share it with others. You have been listening to the Simply Charlotte Mason audio blog, a reading of the weekly blog post from our site. You can always find the latest posts at simplycharlottemason.com or subscribe to our audio blog through the iTunes Store. Thanks for listening.